Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Samach Vav Omid Beis in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. And we're in the middle of Simen Kuf Samach Ches, which deals with the halachos of Bitzias HaPas, how to make the hamotzi still on bread, and what are the prioritizations in terms of different breads that are in front of you. So we begin at the very bottom of Samach Vav Omid Aleph with Si'if Hey. The Mechaber writes, Pas ovi kochovim nikia. If you have bread that was baked by a non-Jewish person, now there are leniencies that permit you to eat this pas paltu, to have this bread that was baked by an ovi kochovim under certain circumstances, and many people are lenient with this, but the preferable thing is to have what's called pas yisrael, to have bread that was baked by a Jewish person. The reason behind this gezeirah was because of concerns of intermarriage. The shir doesn't have time to go into this right now, but suffice to say that if a person has in front of him pas yisrael, and he has pas ovi kochovim, and they're both equally of the same quality and taste and everything, so certainly he should always eat the pas yisrael. Here we're talking about where the pas ovi kochovim is nikia. The pas ovi kochovim is finely sifted flour. It's a better quality bread. Upas kibush yisrael, he has a coarser bread, a whole grain bread, whole wheat bread. Again, in those days, the whole wheat was considered an inferior type of a bread. So he has the two choices in front of him. The pas yisrael is an inferior quality. The pas ovi kochovim is a superior quality. So imeinu nisrami pas ovi kochovim, this person doesn't normally take the stringency that one should only eat pas yisrael. He does take advantage of the kula that allows you to eat pas ovi kochovim. So in this situation, what should he do? The Mechaber says, mevarach al ezem im shirtze. He has a choice to go and make the one that he wants to eat right now. He doesn't have to worry that the pas yisrael is more choshev in some way, because the pas ovi kochovim is of higher quality, and since he normally takes the kula that you can have the pas ovi kochovim, he's allowed to have that as well right now. Mishneh Berurah Sivkat Yud Zayin points out, avo b'shavim, if they're both the same quality, pshita, the pas yisrael kol nevarach alav. He brings down the name of the El Yerabah, that certainly one should always make, if the breads are of equal quality, always make the bracha on the more choshev of bread, which is the pas yisrael. So, Sivkat Yud Ches, the Mishneh Berurah writes, Alezim em Shir, so you have the choice of making whichever one you want. Kol echad yesh lo maila, each of them has a maila. What is that? Zesh, or pas yisrael, the bread that's pas yisrael is because it's pas yisrael. The pas akam lo itira elimidochai, because it's really only a kula, a leniency, that under extenuating circumstances, Chazal permitted one to have pas akam, even though many people take advantage of this leniency. The real halacha is that one should have pas yisrael, preferably over pas akum. So the pas yisrael, albeit it's an inferior quality, has the advantage that it's a superior spiritual quality. And the zeshu naki, and the pas akum over here, is a higher quality. So each of them has a milo, so you can make the bracha over whichever one you want. Then the Mechaber says, V'imun yizar mi pas ovi kochovim. This person normally does not take advantage of the kula, or the leniency to have pas akum, and he always tries to have only pas yisrael. So then, what should he do? Mesalik pas noki shel ovi kochovim al shulchan. Preferable to go take the pas noki, the better quality bread that was pas akum, off the table, ad le'acha birchas hamotzi, until after you've made the hamotzi. So you shouldn't have any doubts or in your mind that maybe you want to have that bread, and that would lead to a suffix as to which one should make the bracha on, as we'll see in the Mishneh Berurah. The Taz points out over here, and it can be seen in the Ber Heitev Sivkot and Vav, that he says there's a mistake over here in the Lashon of the Mechaber, and it really should read, V'im hu nizar mi pashel goyim. A person always has pasakum, yivarach davka al shiyisrael, afilu kibar. He should then go make the bracha bedavka on the coarser, lower quality pas yisrael, rather than the pasakum, and you don't have to take it off the table. And then he brings down, v'yesh omim shum masali b'chule. Then, in order to satisfy all the opinions, better to take the higher quality but inferior spiritual bread, the pas akum, off the table, as we'll now see in the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot and Yutes. Didn't zeh noveya midivri hasar mikutzi. This opinion, to go take the not as highly spiritual but higher quality bread, the pas akum, off the table, is based upon the opinion of the sar mikutzi, one of the Rishonim, shechosha shim hoya munach al hashulchan, if you have it on the table, he might have it in mind, even though he doesn't want to eat it because it's pasakum, but he looks at it with salivation and he says, wow, that's really good bread. I wish I could have some of that, even though he's not going to. And maybe since it's chaviva, and chaviva is a priority also, then he really should be making the bracha on the one that's more chaviv to him rather than the one that he's actually going to eat over here because he wants to have pas yisrael. That's the Sar Mikutzi. Many Achronim disagree with the Sar Mikutzi over here. in the Shaar HaTzion, the Chofetz Chaim brings down in Os Yud Gimel, this is the Bach, the Taz, the Magen Avraham, the Chemed Moshe, the Beis Meir, the Mamari Mordechai, and the Big Deyesha. And they all say, the Kivan Shu Nizar Umachzik Zel Isar, since he really holds that you shouldn't have Pasakum. Mayahani Lichaviutze, so he likes it very much. If you see lobster in front of you over there, and you think that that smells good and tastes good, but you're not going to eat it because it's treif. So how does it help you that you should have to make a bracha on something that you're not allowed to eat or don't want to eat? Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, the bottom line is that the Sar Mikutzi did say this, so therefore, why look for trouble? Take the Pas Akum off the table if it's a high-quality Pas Akum bread, even though you are Nisar in Pas Yisrael. So take the Pas Akum off the table, and this way you don't have any concerns or problem. Mechaber continues and he writes, V'yom Baal HaBayis Eino Nizar Mipasov Yichovim. On the other hand, if the Baal HaBayis is not careful to eat only Pas Yisrael, he does eat Pas Akum, V'yein Dai to Lecho Kol Asud Rak Pasov Yichovim Kinikia. And that meal, he's not intending to have both of the breads. He wants to have very finely sifted bread. He wants to have the Pas Nikia, which is Pas Akum over here. And he's not going to touch the Pas Yisrael over here because it's not as good. It's coarser. Therefore, clearly, he would, if that's all he was eating, if he's the only one over here, of course he'd make the bracha on the pasakim. But here, avo b'nei beiso yochlu mipashe enu noki sho Yisrael. But he has children that came back from Eretz Yisrael, let's say, and they're nizar in Pas Yisrael now. So he's going to be motzi all of the other people in his family, and they're only going to have the Pas Yisrael. So now he has both breads. He's only going to eat from the Pasakim, which is a higher quality. His children are only going to eat from the Pas Yisrael, which is a lower quality. What should he do in this situation? He should make the bracha on the inferior spiritual but higher quality Pasakim bread, since he's the one that's being motzi all of the other people in the bracha. The Ein Daito Lechol Elamioso a pas, since he's intending to eat the pas of the Akum, so therefore that's one that he should make the brach on, even though all the other people at the table are going to eat from the Pas Yisrael. He says, "V'im Baal HaBayis Nizar Mipasov V'Kochov." Now it's the other way around. The Baal HaBayis over here, he's the one that only eats the inferior quality but higher spiritual level Pas Yisrael, and his guests at the table, they want the Pas Akum, they want the higher quality bread. They're not Nisar in this dinner of Pas Yisrael versus Pas Akum. So what should he do then? Kiven de mitzvah muteles al Baal HaBayis, since he's the one that is essentially being motzi them, and the mitzvah is upon him to be motzi them, and they're going to have the Pas that is Pas Akum, the higher quality bread. In this situation, he should actually make the bracha and eat from the Pas Akum. And since once he's already permitted to go make the bracha on that, he's permitted to eat it the rest of the meal, even though he normally is nizar not to have Pas Akum. Again, the Pas Akum is not treif. It's a gzeira d'rabbanan because of assimilation that we shouldn't have Pas Akum. Mishnah Berurah explains these details that we just said in two sifim. In Sif Katan Chaf, he writes, Ein Daito. In the first situation, we're talking about with the owner, the Baal HaBayis over here is the one who is only eating Pas Akum, and his children at the table, let's say, are eating the Pas Yisrael. Pirush, the Av Divireish Hasiv Kosav Demavarach Lezer Shiyutz, even though at the beginning we said, if you're going to make the bracha, you can make it on whichever one you want, because both have milus. But here, that was talking about where he's intending to eat both of the breads during the meal. He's going to have some of the coarse bread, the Pas Yisrael, he's going to have some of the very finely sifted flour, the Pas Nakiya of the Pas Akum. So therefore, he had a choice to make whichever one he wanted the bracha. But here, in our case now, this Baal HaBayis is only planning on eating the Pas Akum. He only wants fine bread. He doesn't want to have the coarse bread. He doesn't have to make the bracha on the other bread at all, even though it does have this milah of being Pas Yisrael. As we've already learned, the Chanal B'Sif Aleph Ba'Gah. The Ramah pointed it out. If you're only eating one bread, that's the only one you have to make it on. So since the Baal HaBayis over here is only going to eat the Pas Akum, he can make the bracha on the Pas Akum. If you have to motzi, it's been a base of Bechaz HaMotzi. He's making the motzi to be motzi everybody else, and they were going to have the Pas Yisrael. They name Ochlim and Mizael and Pas Kosher. They're only eating from the kosher bread, from the higher spiritual level bread. Again, it's not treif to eat Pas Akum, but it's not as spiritually good as the eating Pas Yisrael. And since he is only planning on eating this bread over here, and he's the Baal HaBayis, who are Ikra? That for him is the Ikra, Vazlina and Basre, and everybody follows after him. And therefore, he's allowed to make the bracha of the bread that he's going to eat, and that's not a problem. However, in Sif Kodim Chafalef, the other case where he is going to eat only Pas Yisrael, and the rest of the people at the table are hungering for the Pas Akum, Pirish. Livtsoa, he now has to make the bracha. Ulhoti esachem bivichoso. So he's making the bracha motzi, and he's going to be motzi everybody else at the table. Kamosh amru. Balabayis botzea kideshi yivtsa bayin yofet. We specifically have the balabayis, obviously the one to make the motzi, because he'll break the bread and hand it out in a very generous fashion, in a magnanimous fashion. So even if the Talmidei Chachamim at the table, it's preferable for the Baal HaBayis to make the Hamotzi when he's the one that's it's distributing the bread and it's his own bread, because he'll give it out more generously. And since the people at the table want to eat the finer bread and take advantage of the leniency of eating this pasakum, because it's a better quality bread, so therefore the halach is hetiru lo gamkin lebal habayis livtsoa al hapash over gilulim ne kovod orech, in order to give honor to the orchim that are going to have the pas that is kosher, but it's a lower spiritual quality, the pasakum. So nevertheless, in this situation, he is also allowed to now take advantage of this kula to eat the pasakum, even though he normally is nizar in eating only pas yisrael. However, Mishmur quick to point out, Abba below Orech, if there is no Orech over there that's eating this Pasakum, ain't a mutu klal. Certainly he should not eat the Pasakum. Mishin is when he passes over Gulum, Lavarach HaPaseh. He normally doesn't eat Pasakum. He can't say, well, if I get here, I could eat this, so therefore I can eat it now myself. So that's totally incorrect. He should only eat the Pas Yisrael. What should he do in this situation? As we pointed out from the Sar Mikutzi above, better to take this Pasakim off the table, because there is a concern, according to the Sar Mikutzi, that he might really want to have that in the back of his mind, and therefore take it off the table. This way you don't have to worry about which is the most appropriate one to make the bracha on. You're making the bracha on the only one that's on the table, which is the coarser Pas Yisrael. And he says, "Kainhu maskona sashach betaz in Yoredeya kuf yud beis ayin shom." This is the psak halacha as brought down in Yoredeya by the shach and the taz. He also tells us over here to look in the bir halacha. If you look in the bir halacha, the Chavetz Chaim in Dibra Maschel al bala bayis yivtsa brings down shaaf bidivrei trumas adeshen shemimen noveh din hamachaber. This is all based upon the trumas adeshen, and that's where the machaber gets his din from. Mashma, it appears the af below kivot harech etiru pasover gilulim kishunok kiviyof yoseh umunach lefonav, that technically you'd be allowed to have the pasakim according to the basic din. Because you make the bracha on the one that's more desirable, he didn't bring this down the halacha. Because many disagree with this and said the person shouldn't have the pasakum if there's the pas yisrael over there. And he says, look in the bach, the taz, the shach, as we just pointed out in Simon Kuf Bied Beis in Yoredeya. And he says this is also mashav from the gra as well, and therefore he didn't bring it down. And if you look in the rest of the bihalacha, he goes into a much more involved discussion. We don't have time. Ayin sham. Then the Mishmur continues and he says, nowadays, that we almost never, with the exception maybe of Shabbos with Lecha Mishnah, as we've already pointed out, during the weekdays, we almost never have one person making a motzi and being yotzi everybody else. And Dershu footnote number 8 brings down, reminds us, we talked about this already, the minhag olam is even for any foods, we don't normally are not motzi one person, another person, unless the other person absolutely doesn't know how to make a bracha. But other than that, we never have one person be motzi another person for a birchas hananin. The reason is because of the concern that we don't do it properly. You don't have the right kavanah to be motzi, and he doesn't have the right kavanah to be yotzi. So we always have everybody make their own brachas by themselves. So the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, l'chora lo shayach klal din zeh. So this entire discussion that we've had today really is not halach l'maisa practically, because we don't have a situation where one person is motzi the other people, except maybe on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, everybody should really be nizer to always have Pas Yisrael. There's a separate halacha that we'll learn later on in Hilchos Shabbos, that on Shabbos, everybody should try to always have Pas Yisrael. The challahs, the things that you have on Shabbos, you certainly always try to be Pas Yisrael, and most of the time it is, because you buy it from a Jewish bakery, so it's not a problem with Pas Akum or Pas Palter, and therefore on Shabbos, this din doesn't apply because you don't have Pas Akum. And on a weekday, we don't have the custom that one person is most of the other people, so this entire sif is not really halacha l'maisa. He says, every person should go make their own bracha. This way, the person who's eating the Pas Yisrael will make his bracha for himself on the Pas Yisrael. The person who's eating the Pas Akum will make his bracha for himself eating the Pas Akum, and that's the preferable way. And he brings us down to the end of the Matzah Shekel. Then he says, Ayin of the Prima Godin, Mashaheir al Ikor Din HaShulchan Aruch, Ayin Sham. Go look there for more details about this din. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, we're talking here about where he has the Pas Yisrael that's inferior quality and the Pas Akum that's a superior quality. So he says, that's only if you want to eat both then. But if you happen to be a health conscious person, and nowadays many people prefer to have the whole wheat breads, even if it may not be exactly the same thing they're talking about the Gemara, let's use just that as an example. The person today says, I want the whole wheat bread. I don't want the good white bread. I want the whole wheat bread, the darker bread. So he has absolutely no intention of eating the, quote, higher quality non-whole wheat bread. He wants to have the coarser whole wheat multigrain bread. So in that situation, even has nothing to do with an issur pasul v'kochavim, ain't tzorech lakdim. He certainly doesn't have to go and make the bread, the bracha, on the cleaner bread, the pas nekiyah, because it's a higher quality. First to him, it's not a higher quality. He bedafka wants the pas that is kiber, the pas that is whole grain. Mishnah Berurah explains this of Kon Chobbeis, Rosh Lomar. The calls, yeah, the whole discussion we've had till now, im hapas zeh be'etzem chavivalov, it's only talking about where we're concerned that the cleaner bread is actually preferable to him. And the only reason he's not having the cleaner bread because it happens to be pasakum, and he's settling for the coarser pas yisrael. So therefore, he has the permission to go and eat the cleaner bread over here when it was pasakum because of the orchim that are eating it in the previous din that we just discussed. But if he doesn't want to have that cleaner bread, it's not to him preferable. He actually prefers the whole wheat bread. So yivarech hapito aksheri, then certainly he should make the bracha on the Yiddish bread, on the pas yisrael over here, that's coarse bread, whole wheat bread, because that's what he prefers anyway. That concludes Siv. Hey, now we'll begin Siv Vav. Now, Siv Vav is an extremely tough Siv, and it deals with a concept which will be continued and explained in Siv Zayin, which is called Pas Shel Kistin. We're really going to explain this in tomorrow's Shiur, so I won't explain it now, but Pas Shel Kistin has a number of definitions. It's basically what people literally translate it as pocket bread. There's stuff inside the bread or inside the dough that sweetens it, and it's more like we would call cake rather than being bread. So there's a whole big discussion, which we'll have a little bit in today and a lot in tomorrow's Shiur, as to what is the proper bracha. So we'll just start this today, and we'll really get into it more tomorrow. The Mechaber starts off and he says, Pas habor b'kistin, the bread that comes, so to say, in a kiss, in a pocket. So there's something filling it up inside, or the dough is made differently. So he says, this cake-like substance, this pas habor b'kistin, a pie-like substance, you make the bracha, mevarech alav borei mine mezonos. This is a mezonos, even though it's called bread to a certain extent, but this has the halachic status of being mezonos, and the bracha you make on the upfront is a borei mine mezonos, u'l'achrav, and the bracha you make on it when you're done eating it, you assume you ate it, because I eat some more, bracha achas mein sholosh, you make what we would call an al hamichya, the one bracha from the three, because al hamichya incorporates all three of the brachos and benching into one bracha. That's the opinion that the Mechaber brings down first. In the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kan Chav Gimel, he says, B'siv sha'achazit, in tomorrow's Siv, we'll discuss Mivar Mahu. We'll explain what exactly this possible b'kissin really is. V'yavde b'stam pas mevorkin olav hamotzi b'choshu. And even though we have the general rule that on bread you always make a hamotzi, even if you eat a small amount, and al kizayis mevorkin b'chazamazon, and you have to bench, you had a kizayis of bread, so one would have thought that this should be included in possible b'kissin, you ate bread, shiny elu. Pas habor b'kistin is the exception that proves the rule about bread. The ein derech b'niyodim l'kvoa sudos en lehem. People don't have a full suda. For example, they don't sit down and say, I'm here going to have a suda of pie. V'rach ochlen osam ma'ad derech haroi. And people only eat it a little bit as a sweet filler substance. And again, a person may say to himself, well, I love to eat a whole meal of pie. That's what I have for supper. So then his das is batal. His opinion is negated by the opinion of what most normal people would do. And this idea is brought down in the Yerusha footnote number 10. And he writes, Ikra tam she'im mevorchan lehem hamotzi, the reason why we don't make hamotzi, mishum shenasu lekinuach sudel masika, they're made really for dessert and for a sweet taste in your mouth. And even though other people may say, well, I just have dessert, that's my main meal, his das is bottle to the das of other people. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah continues, Lefikach birchosin rak bori min razonos, you only make the lower level bracha of bori min razonos, not the higher level bracha of amotzi. And afterwards, you make the lower level bracha, lach or bracha mein sholosh, you make an alamichya, rather than making the benching. But here the Mishnah Berurah says, unless you wait what's called a normal full meal, kviya suda, which we'll define more probably in tomorrow's shiur, that it doesn't necessarily depend on the amount that you eat, it also depends on the way that you eat it, according to the Aruch HaShulchan and Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Very important ideas, which we'll discuss in Mishnah Sem tomorrow. In this situation, we ate a kviya suda, then you make a motzi in your bench, because now it's really considered like bread and not considered like pasta, bobi kistin. And that's really what the Mechaber now says. If you ate enough of this pas habor b'kistin that other people would say that's a full meal, as described in the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Chav Dalit, Kosvu Achronim Di Amacholu Levado, Tzorch Shel Chashir Acherim Regin Lisbo Menu Levado. If you're eating this item by itself, so you have to eat enough of this item that other people eating it by themselves would consider it a full meal. And if you're eating it with items that accompany it, for example, you have this item with some sort of a meat or some sort of fish or other things, so then we view it as the total amount that you're eating is including the meat as well as the bread, component of this meal. However, if you would eat it by yourself, you'd be filled with it. However, other people would not be filled with it. But if they would eat it with something else, it would be enough. Then we don't say his das is bottom. We'll stop over here. Mitzvah Shem will pick this up tomorrow.